The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. Are you paddling your own canoe?
I am trying my very best, my elf, but I think our listeners are going to need some context.
They'll be like, what the hell is she talking about?
Why are you asking
so,
me
this? Well, it's a little bit also, by the way, I think the theme of this, of your story, I have this artwork and the room that says, love many, trust few, always paddle your own canoe. So I love it. I read it every day and I'm like, yeah, that's right. I can love, I don't have to trust everybody. And I love my fucking canoe. So, and you are definitely one who paddles her own canoe. There's no question about that.
I am trying, like I said.
You definitely paddle your own canoe. So I think your latest adventure down the Witchy Poo Rapids in your canoe is that you were recently, you know, I got a theme at all, right? This is what I do. whatever I can do to get a giggle. You recently taught at Esalen. If I'm pronouncing it properly.
Yes, that's, you are, and I did.
Because I normally don't.
You did perfectly. Yes, I taught for the first time in person in 3 years, 2.5 years, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It was so fun. Oh my gosh, I taught Tarot at the Esalen Institute, and it was magical. It was really exciting.
Where is Esalen?
It's in Big Sur, California, so it's 3 hours south
of... Wait, I've been there.
You've been to Esalen.
Second, what the fuck? I don't. Well, I've been to Big Sur.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Amazing.
Wow.
Amazingly beautiful.
That's so cool. So, just so all of our listeners know, mm-hmm. you guys know Brenda and I talk a lot and swap stories like life, and she told me this story about her experience prior to going to Esalen. And what happened when she was there, I'm like, oh, Bryn, please, please tell our audience this story. Please, oh, please, because the whole time you were telling me, I was sitting there with my eyes closed and my heart was exploding with joy. I felt so much peace and calm. So if you guys are driving, wait and listen to it when you're sitting down and
close your eyes.
Listen to this story because it's Do not close your eyes when you're driving. Please. Unless you're in the passenger seat, yeah, and then close it all day long, just like Suzanne does when I drive. I just don't think she wants to see the road. She's just like, no, I can't. I can't. I'm going to act like I'm not here. Because it is, to me, such a beautiful story.
Thank you.
About how magical the world still is. And I say still is because I think that, you know, we've forgotten that, you know, it has, we're in a tough ass time.
Yeah.
And people are at their wits' ends. We have wars going on overseas to democracies. We have evil motherfuckers. We have them here in our own country. And COVID was hard on us. And this story, like, it all melted away. And so, not to create too big of an expectation for your story, but I just did. You're welcome. But it's amazing. So if you don't, world peace, you can do that. Or world peace.
World peace. Also
you can whip up some world peace.
Also yeah. Very popular. Yeah.
So I love this so much. And if you want to start, rock and roll, sister.
So I was, as you know, I was very excited to be asked to teach at Esalen from someone who has taken my tarot class and said, hey, they haven't had tarot here in quite a while. So I think it's time. And I think you would be a great teacher. And so I met with the, you know, people on staff and decided, yes, this was something we were going to try and do. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, I was nervous. Because I'd never taught tarot over 5 days, and it had been so long since I taught in person. I'm like, I have to work on my pacing in person because the energy can get really intense. And I knew I had heard stories of the sacred land of Esalen, where they have springs, hot springs. They have fresh water, you know, streams, and they have the salt water from the ocean. So it's this extraordinary place where all three forms of water converge on these sacred lands. So I was excited and held this place in my heart because Sienna, my dear friend, has taught there many years. It's like, you have to go. You have to promise me you'll go. And I was like, okay, sure, sure, you know. You have to promise Sienna everything because she just insists, yes.
I have a question about the waters because we've talked a lot about the work that Dr. Emoto did with water, right? Mm-hmm. Like the energy and the energy you put into it. Right, so when you experience these three, okay, you said salt, fresh, and?
Hot water springs.
Spring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hot water. Mm-hmm. When they converge, was your experience in just the water or touching it, whatever you did or being around it, was it different? Like, did you feel anything different than what you felt before around water?
That's a complicated question. I'm going to table that respectfully.
Okay. Okay.
I'll try and weave that in as I go, but it's
okay.
So big. It's just a big question.
So I think the answer is yes. Yeah. You just don't know how yet.
Yeah,
you'll maybe give us a little bit of that as you move along. So I will stop asking questions.
No, it's a good
and
question.
Let you continue with your story.
And maybe actually this is a good time to take a break because we haven't taken one.
All right, let's break one yet.
So.
All right, we're gonna break, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
All right, everybody, we are back from our Esalen break. And we haven't gotten very far other than Brenda was exposed to water. So why don't we continue? Get to the juicy stuff.
Well, I was just going to say, so as I'm preparing for this class, of course, meditation is a big part of it. And what shifted in my meditations is that I was aware of extra spirits, what I'm going to call extra spirits, in my meditation, which isn't dramatically unusual, but I didn't recognize them. They weren't like in the category of these are future clients that you'll be reading for. I was just like, I acknowledge you. I don't know who you are, but I acknowledge you.
Did you see them in a distance?
Yes.
Or were they up close?
Nope. They were at a distance. They were outside my three inner rings, and they were in a forest. That's what I saw. But, you know, I grew up in Wisconsin around forest all the time. So nothing about that made me uncomfortable or was unfamiliar. I was just like,
wasn't an elf because we live in forests.
You live in trees and there were no elves present. They were actually much taller than elves. So I did notice that. So as I'm meditating, you know, I'm just noting them that they're showing up and that's new. And I'm very patient, you know, I let spirits come to me. And so I'm focused on the teachings. And so we fly to San Francisco and then spend a night in San Francisco, then drive up the next day. And as we're driving to Esalen, so it's me and my three assistants we have the A team. It's so exciting. And so we're driving up and you can just feel the energy build. You're driving along, there's a couple ways to get there, but we were driving along the ocean and you can just feel the energy build and you can feel the energy build. And you're like, oh, like we'd pull over to take pictures and to see. And Justin is the man who invited me to teach there, who's on the board there. And he is just giggling at us, so excited to be seeing the ocean and to feel the high vibe. And he's like, just wait, just wait. He kept saying, just wait, just wait. I'm like, I'm not waiting at all. I'm so happy. What are you talking about? This is just such a thrill. And then we get on the Esalen property eventually. And I'm like, oh, for the love of God, my head like explodes. Like the vibe is so incredible, such an incredible blessing. You can just feel the energy move in your cells and move through you. And it's such a blessing. It's such a healing. It's extraordinary. So I don't know if that helps like dimensionalize what it's like to be in this place on these sacred lands. And so the Esalen tribe used these sacred lands for, you know, to live, to do ceremony, to, you know, to honor these water sources and the beauty and the power and the forest and the land and the air and all of it is just so magically charged. And so I start teaching class, and class is extraordinary. And you know, people come to tarot class for all kinds of reasons, some which have no link to Tarot at all. You know, they just like, oh, they just needed to be there for whatever reason. And of course, everyone falls in love with Tarot because they're having their own experience and get to know Tarot and weaving through. And what happened is that when I was doing my, I'm going to back up for a minute. When I was doing my meditations, what came to me is that I needed to offer spirit messages while I was on campus, which would be easy to do for class. So I would just say, hey, let's meet after dinner one night and we'll just do this. But I didn't, it was my first time teaching there. So I didn't know if that was like allowed or if they were, you know, those rooms were used for other things, all kinds of administrative things. And I wanted to be respectful, obviously.
And so not you, by the way. That's the other thing. It's so not you. You are not the one.
Oh, not me. Like, but yep. They showed me in meditation. Yep. Hey, you need spirit messages, right? But I listened, right? I listened. And so I asked Justin, hey, is this cool to do? You know, can I offer this? He's like, absolutely do this. But we didn't get connected with the person who would okay an event like this during the week. And so we didn't get connected. And I was like, okay, let it go. Like I tried, like I want my guides to know I tried and because that's important for me to get credit for, right? So I'm working well with others, but it just didn't happen. And then it just happened. I literally ran into this director of education in the cafeteria and she's like, hey, that thing you were going to offer, let's do that on Thursday. Like, obviously the only answer is yes, of course, right? Because, right? So now I'm like, okay, it's Tuesday. I've got a lot of classes to teach and I have to do a lot of meditation to get ready for Thursday. And Justin's like, hey, remember I told you I wanted to take you to this, show you this special place on campus? I'm like, yeah. He goes, do you want to do that at the today's break? And I said, well, sure. I have to make sure I get into meditation. And he goes, we can meditate there. Now I'm all in. I'm like, great. You got me. Yeah, I'm totally, as long as I can go meditate wherever we're going, I'm totally excited, right? So we go meditate, or we go to this place, and where he's taking me is this extraordinary grove with a stream, and I am so overwhelmed by the joy in this forest, by the energy that's bubbling from the earth and in playing with the water and the freshness of the scent of the trees in the air. Everything is so ignited and alive, and I am jumping up and down like a 6-year-old, like I'm, or like a 3-year-old. Like I'm so excited. I'm like, I have to put my hands in that water. I have to put my hands in that water. He's like, okay, go put your hands in the water. And of course I take off my backpack. I run down to the stream and I put my hands in it. And in that moment, everything, it was like a portal. And it shows me, because they had a forest fire there, right? This is in California, right? Where they've had so many fires. And showed me in an instant how the fires actually served the land and created balance and created an environment that could be restored in proper balance. And the destruction leads to renewal. Like it was this cycle and it was all connected and it was created possibilities, not just destruction. And how the trees held the earth, you know, that was scorched and how it worked in tandem. And it was this extraordinary weaving together of the elements telling me this story. It was beautiful, such a blessing, so beautiful and such a blessing. And then we did this meditation and I was so grateful to have this experience. And then I went back to my room to do another meditation before class. And when I fell into meditation, those figures in the outer circles of my meditation stepped forward and said to me quite very directly, because you connected with us, because you put your hands in the water, you can now do the spirit messages. Because I was like, oh my God, you're the Esalen tribe. Like I could see it clearly. And they never spoke to me before. They had never approached me. They never spoke to me. They kept their distance. And so it was—
They were just checking you out.
You were checking me out. Like I had to prove, you know, prove my mettle as it goes. So I had been a little nervous about the spirit message system because, as we discussed, I'm not the best medium in the world. But
yes, you are. Go ahead.
But I hadn't done this in like 3 years since I've done the spirit messages, and suddenly all that fear just went away. And I knew they were going to hold me and I knew that they were going to support me and welcome me. And it just that, and I didn't know, I mean, obviously I'd be a little bit nervous, but all that anxiety just melted. And it was such a blessing. And the spirit messages was hysterical. Like these the funniest spirits came through. People were laughing so hard. It was truly like I was channeling a stand-up spirit. They were so funny. silly things.
Wait, didn't you have a young child that showed up? Like a younger child that showed up?
There was a child who showed up and spoke to his older sister, and you know, they had their exchange and talked about their mom and meaningfulness and tenderness. And then on his way out, he's like, "Hey, my younger brother doesn't talk about me." She goes, "No, he doesn't. He doesn't like talking about you. He shies away from it." And this kid says in the snarkiest, most hysterical way, he's like, doesn't matter. I haunt him anyhow." So, you know, like, that was just one example, but there were so many funny
spirits. I'm sorry, that is my kind of kid, because, you know, that is my promise all you people. I'm going to be haunting your asses. Like, everybody look out. Your clock is going to just flash on 1, 2, 3, 4. Forever.
And we will know it's you and you can reset it as many times as you
that's
want.
That's right. It'll keep going back. Be 12:34 forever, people.
Oh my God. That's a good one too. So, and it was funny because after spirit messages, there was a bonfire, and there was guitar and music and singing. It was really fun. And two women who came to the spirit message said, "Oh, thank you so much for this evening. We wanted to come, but we didn't want to come because we didn't want to be sad. But it wasn't sad at all. It was funny." and they actually said, you know, it was filled with so much compassion and empathy. It was light. Like, we didn't think it would be anything like that. So anyhow, so I'm glad that it all
now have you, I have to ask you about your experience with this. With that moment, because you've done lots of spirit messages for all sizes of groups over the years, had you experienced one quite like this before?
Well, they're all different. I mean, all of them different. I would say, I have to say, because it was just so clear how they ushered me in. It was interesting because someone was planning to come walk me, because it's like almost a half mile walk to the place where the event was, because after being in deep meditation, you know, it's nice to have a guide. But something happened and that person wasn't able to do it. I didn't even know she was planning to do it, but it was perfect that I didn't, because I felt like they walked me to the event. Like, I was so supported. And when I got there, I almost forgot to do an introduction because they were just so ready. Everything was so ready to go. Everything was so supercharged. And it just flowed. The whole thing, it was almost effortless, which usually, like, I have to really raise my spirit a lot, like raise my frequency a lot to make it go. But it was just, yeah, it was really, it was great.
So maybe it was different. Like, not dress. I mean, listen, I don't want to be a drama queen with this, but there are differences, because I've heard you talk about spirit messages before, and the ones I haven't attended.
Sometimes it's a lot of work. Like, especially sometimes, like, people don't want messages, and that's the hardest part. And there was one woman who's like, why is he haunting me? Like, why is he talking to me? I don't want him to talk to me anymore. I'm like, well, maybe if you listen to him, he'll let you go. So even when she gave,
oh my God, that's incredible.
She was mad that her dad was talking to her. I'm like, look, you have to receive his message. Like, that's part of the thing. You have to be able to receive it in order for him to stop. She's like, he's waking me up at night. I'm like, you're still not listening to him.
Hilarious.
Everybody else wanted their messages, but yeah, but it was good. But I do think the high vibe of the land is just extraordinary. So with that, we should take another break.
Yes. Yeah. Gosh, that was great. I got a little teary. I can't lie.
It's so beautiful.
When you were talking about the putting your hands in the stream. Yeah, that was really good. Wait, are we in a break or not? Because I'm just telling you how much I still love this story.
We're going on a break right now.
We can go to break now.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true?
It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
All right, we are back from, I think I rambled before the last break, but whatevs. And in the theme of water, this is kind of funny, actually. I didn't think about that till now. You have an awesome water story in addition to the awesome one you just had. So hit it, sister, that fucking great story.
So what happened is one night after dinner, I was kind of walking around because my students were so terrific. They were doing tarot readings right after dinner for some people just on campus, some of their classmates, like, and just walking around and just talking to them and carrying around my Swell bottle of water that has, it's from a couple of years ago, but it's a white bottle with love written all over it. So cool. And it just disappeared. And I just assumed, oh, I left it in the cafeteria. I'll find it the next morning. Not a big deal. So I get up the next morning, wander on down to the cafeteria. Hey, did anyone turn in a Swell bottle? No, you can check at the front desk. And so we'll go to the front desk. No, check it with the class. Hey, did anyone see this? No. I was like, okay, well, someone's going to be really happy or somewhere it'll show up. Like, you know, it's because they have a new water bottle or so it's going to show up somewhere. Right. And so, so it was missing for like 2 days. And then after the spirit messages, I had put my backpack down in the corner and put my mic on. And so when I went back to the corner to take off my mic, next to my backpack is my Swell water bottle. It's just sitting there. And I'm like, Justin, because he had his guitar there and he had his iPad, he had his phone because he was playing music before I arrived. And so he was picking up his things. He's like, I've been using that corner all week to put my stuff and I've not seen that water bottle at all. Where did that come from? I'm like, I don't know. It's just gone. It was just gone and now it's back. So we're all very happy. So I will say about these spirits, they had a very, once they engaged with me, they had a sort of playful kind of trickster energy to them. And, you know, in a giggling way. And so I felt like this was kind of their signature move, just leaving me some love, literally.
Oh, I love that. I just think it's amazing. Especially, like, to me, being able to do that to somebody like you is awesome.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Because you're the one. Because you're the one who likes to use the cloak of invisibility on some people. So I love that story because I'm like, yes, thank you, tribe, Esalen tribe, for actually getting her back for me. I appreciate that.
Let's not encourage bad behavior, but
that's fun though. Like just, and for you, because I don't hear you talk about things that disappear and reappear. I don't, I rarely, I've heard you talk about some things. I hear more about how your light bulbs blow out, your batteries will run dead like in seconds. And I've also been at your house when I've been and heard the kitchen cabinets banging. Well, like I hear that stuff. Yeah. So those are the things that I'm used to, but things like disappearing and reappearing, not what I hear from you. So I love that so much.
I do. I mean, it does happen, but I actually rarely worry about it because I don't really lose things. They go into another. I like to think of it as they go into another dimension, but they usually come back. Yeah,
I can't really. A whole water bottle. That's kind of big. That's really good.
Yeah, you would be surprised. Some things that come back. Yeah,
you know, I got to be honest. I took my goddaughter to Disney World a couple days ago, and I could have sworn that happened to my Jeep, but. I'm not sure, but it sure the shit felt like it. Yeah. Because I wanted out of there so bad.
I can believe that. Yeah.
So desperately bad.
Yeah. Hashtag spring
break.
But
I think that somebody. Yeah. Do what?
Hashtag big spring break. Right.
Oh, for the love of all that's holy. I just needed to get out of that place. But I did get over like 20,000 steps. So I did, there was a bright side.
Every light has a shadow. Every shadow has a light.
Yeah. Every step probably cost me $1, by the way, for how expensive everything is there. But still,
the
she
chain.
Is my goddaughter. That's awesome. It's insane. That is awesome. So what, I loved everything. Mm-hmm. Every single thing about your experience there, and would really like to go actually. But one thing that I thought was amazing,
I'll be teaching spirit guides in the fall. You can come.
Okay, I'm there. I would love that. Yeah. I would. I would love that.
Count September. On it. So it'll be great.
Excellent. I'm there. I would literally in September. Hell yes. What I'd love for our listeners and of course. I'm pedestrian myself, so I liked it for myself, it's funny. It's when you said you saw them, I think about 4 to 6 weeks before you went in a mm-hmm. meditation in that outer third ring. I didn't know you had rings, by the way, but of course you do. You have everything orbits around you, so why the hell not? So out in your third ring, that you didn't force it. Like you weren't all obsessive about, I need to find out who that is. Blue Star, go check it out. Da, 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 da. You were just like, okay, I'll know when I need to know. And I think that's such an amazing thing for people, everybody who has any type of practice like this, to know that that's okay. Mm. Like it doesn't have to happen right then. Things can develop, whether it's events need to happen, time needs to go by, whatever it is for you to actually understand who they were and what they were.
Thank you for pointing that out. I do think even when, you know, we get a lot of DMs like, this happened in my house. Who do you think it is? I'm like, why do you care? Like, you know, ask them. These are some things I think about. But because they were in you know, on the outer edge of my meditations, I wasn't overly concerned. There's a lot of things in the outer, you know, world that you become more sensitive to when you're in meditation. And so that's sort of, you know, I'm not going to concern myself or distract myself in meditation from that. And I know that if it's something that I need to know, my guides will present it to me and make the connection. And so I just happened to be lucky enough to have this extraordinary guide in the form of Justin, who took me to make this connection with the land in this sacred place that I don't know what would have happened without it. Like it would have been a lot more work. It would have been a lot more
right.
work.
Right.
And so just to be patient and then listen when you don't know, listen and say, is this something for me? Is this something that needs my attention right now? And you can feel it. And you don't go on whether it comes close or goes away or moves away, but feel like, is this, like you feel it in your heart. Some people will feel it in their heart space. Some people will feel it in the, in the third chakra. Some people might even notice in the sixth chakra, but usually the fourth or third chakras will guide you in a very tangible, embodied kind of way. So that's what I pay attention to.
I love that. And I just think that's such a powerful message because, you know, we have so many of our listeners who we love that reach out to us together separately. You know, I get the ghost people, you get the calm, peace and love folks. You guys identify yourself, by the way, on who you talk to. And I think that allowing, right, like to not be in a hurry and to be in a rush and be like, oh, well, let's see what happens next kind of thing versus like, who is that? What is that? Who I, you know, like that 20 questions kind of thing. Like you're a detective. You're not a detective in this work.
Well, and there's just a natural unfolding, like an energetic evolution that happens. And sometimes it takes a long time. I mean, I saw Blue Star for decades and didn't know. I didn't know until I knew, until it was time to actually meet her. Like it's,
right,
you know, and it wasn't like I felt bad about those decades, right? I was a kid. I didn't know.
Right, right.
It's like it was perfect when it happened. Right. And so there's an allowing that happens.
Yeah, I had to meet Jacob when he saved my life. I mean, you know, just a
that
little small event.
Too. That works too.
It works. And his big old manly voice.
Yep. Both hands on the wheel.
Somebody that story. Do yeah. What?
Both hands on the wheel, right?
Yeah, both yeah. Hands on the wheel. I just told somebody that story not long ago, and I was talking about his big, booming, manly voice. Yeah. It was good. So Brenda, I love the story so much. And what I love more than anything is that you actually got to have that experience and sharing it with us and also sharing it with your students that were there. And it made me feel very much that magic is still possible for us in times when it doesn't feel that way. And so thank you personally for that. And I would like to think I'm going to speak on behalf of every single one of our listeners. They thank you as well.
Thank you for listening, everybody. And remember, our school is hard.
Without Witchy Poo that paddles her own canoe and the other side.
Thank you, my elf.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Joey Pat, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at Other Side Guides or shoot us a note at hi@vibes.store.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details. See new things, try new things, go back centuries while living in the moment, forge new paths while discovering old ones, pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.